Let's talk about the power of an SEO strategy for academic journals. Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So over the past few years, I've been working with some professional journals who are in Google Scholar, but need to improve their Google search visibility. And my focus has been to ensure that I don't recommend changes that's going to impact Google Scholar visibility, but enhance their discoverability in Google search. And it turns out documentation on the difference in these crawlers and algorithms is really hard to find. So after a ton of research, I pulled together this cheat sheet, which I'm going to share with you today. So let's talk with what Google Scholar is. Google Scholar is the sub-search engine of Google that solely focuses on scholarly literature. It includes literature like articles, theses, books, abstracts, court opinions from academic publishers, professional societies, online repositories, universities, and other websites. And if you've personally have published academic articles, your profile is eligible for Google Scholar, and I personally have a Google Scholar profile. I've linked to it on my website if you're curious and checking it out. To be included as an institution, however, in Google Scholar, Google recommends that you have your website hosted by one of their 6 to 10 Google Scholar partners. Now, let's walk through the differences between Google Search and Google Scholar. Google Scholar only focuses on scholarly literature available on the internet, and Google Search has this broader scope and retrieves all sorts of resources, regardless of whether they're academic or not. The other big difference is the estimated searches per month, the number of people going to that homepage and starting searches. There are 3 million searches on Google Scholar each month, and Google Search, google.com, has 201 million searches a month. So clearly optimizing for Google search traffic will result in more traffic to your site. Let's talk about Google Scholar and how it crawls now frequently. So unlike Googlebot, which can visit a site multiple times a day, depending on the frequency of the content change, Google Scholar only crawls new sites and content every 6 to 9 months. And if Googlebot cannot crawl or view the articles that cite your work in Scholar, they wouldn't be able to add them to the citation count. So with this slow crawl schedule, it's more critical than ever that Google sites intensely focus on ensuring that Googlebot can find the information, as that bot crawls way less frequently. And in many ways, this should mirror your Bing SEO strategy, as Bing is also limited in crawling frequency. If you're curious as to how often Googlebot versus Google Scholar is visiting your site, I'd highly recommend you take a look at your log files. That's how you'd find that data. The other interesting difference is that duplication doesn't matter in Google Scholar. Google Scholar can group files together based on this DOI, a digital object identifier. And this includes PDFs, image pages, etc., that are all part of the same article, as long as you've provided proper references in the metadata in the root file. And all the variants combine to increase that citation count. However, Googlebot works differently. It sees all those individual files as individual objects, distinct URLs that are not grouped from Google's perspective, and they don't require any group ranking metric. So to ensure that Googlebot sees these variants as part of the whole, you need to do the following, and this is based on Google's webmaster help files. You need to add a rel canonical tag from the PDF version, any other version, back to the main article. So here's how Googlebot and Google Scholar is the same. So Google Scholar needs to crawl your site like Googlebot to discover content. And that means that crawling issues can potentially impact your visibility in Scholar as well. Your navigation needs to conform to what Googlebot can crawl. And this means that JavaScript navigation and navigation that relies on form submissions or internal search should be converted to something that works well with Googlebot and therefore Google Scholar. And it also means that you really need to ensure you're using 301 redirects when moving content if you're moving web platforms. Let's also talk about the impact of crawl errors and page speed. So slow crawl speed or crawl errors can hurt every aspect of the crawl. And in this case, it would delay Google Scholar in finding updates to existing papers. And also keep in mind, changes that you make on your website may not be reflected in Google Scholar results for quite some time. If you're looking on any additional guidance on Google Scholar, you really should check out a woman by the name of Darcy Depra. She's the previous partner manager for Google Scholar. She's got some presentations online, and she's a fantastic resource on such matters. And in her presentation, she specifically mentions 1-to-1 301 redirects for each URL when migrating or changing URLs. She also mentions following the recommendations in Google Webmaster Help related to site moves. So that's your tip for today. Academic sites can optimize their site for Google search to increase their organic traffic without impacting their visibility in Google Scholar. And most of the time, those improvements should help the number of citations referenced in Google Scholar for their articles. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.